Welcome to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast, where we're serving up gospel-fueled courage to the Christian woman to remain faithful in her calling. Hello, and welcome to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast. I am Jordan Sparks, and here with the huge...
The crew.
Becky McNeely, Kate Hutchcraft, and Brianna Scroggins. We're here today, and we're actually going to talk about being women of the Christian resistance. Doesn't that sound just so cool? Whenever I was talking about this podcast with Jared, I was like, I have this idea for an episode about being women of the Christian resistance. He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, maybe I should explain. So we live in what Andrew Isker calls trash world, right? Yeah. Culture, media, even some feministic brands of Christianity lies to us all the time. And I wanted to talk about how do we resist or push back the way of the world. And I think every act of obedience as a Christian woman, as a Christian wife, as a Christian mom, is a holding the line or a pushing back of darkness. So I wanted to encourage and embolden us as Christian women to hold the line, to push back darkness, and to be women of the Christian resistance, like Katniss Everdeen, totally throwing up the symbol here. So Jared preached Sunday on Luke 16, and I think it's verse 7 to 8. He said, sons of this world are more shrewd than the sons of light. Were you guys both there for this?
No. I think I was downstairs with Elsie.
Neither of you were there? No. Okay, I'm not going to be able to volley this to either of you.
Sorry.
But Jesus commends the man because he was shrewd. And he's like, the sons of darkness are being more shrewd than the sons of light. And Jared talked in the sermon about how this has totally happened in cultures for decades now, how we have been sold this bill of lies about our children, about gender and sexuality. They're trying to, you know, indoctrinate our children from government schools. And they've been very shrewd in getting this Overton window farther and farther. And that's shrewdness, and how we as Christians should be just as shrewd as we are pushing back darkness, that we should be wise in what we're doing, and we should be diligent to have a strategy in mind to be Christians in a purposeful way.
When you sent this this topic as an idea, it reminded me of this quote from Rebecca Merkel from her book, Even Exile. She says, one thing we know is that God loves to use the seemingly trivial things to accomplish staggering results. We may each feel like an insignificant little drop of water, and it may seem like the direction we take in our day-to-day lives doesn't make any difference to anyone. But when all the drops of water move in the same way, what is more powerful and unstoppable than a wave? And I love that. I love that picture, because in our day-to-day, where we're teaching our children, we're disciplining our children, we're guiding them and leading them and taking care of the house and making good food and caring for the people around us, those feel like very quiet, very trivial things. But building that culture, building our homes in this way, loving and caring for people, being the hands and the feet of Jesus, those are not light and trivial things. And if you think about, okay, I know what I'm doing, and I know what my day-to-day looks like. I don't know what anybody else's does, but if we have thousands and thousands and thousands of women all loving and serving their families well, caring for their neighbors well, caring for their communities, and sharing the gospel.
We know what you mean.
Sharing the gospel, all of these things, think about the enormous impact that that can have if we are each being faithful in our little pockets.
Yeah. Quick break in the episode to tell you about a company that I'm really excited about. They're called the Peony Pop. Peony Pop is a Christian company that creates sweatshirts for women. Their goal is to help support the nations and help you share the gospel with others. Their designs are embroidered, bright, and fun. Follow along on Instagram at the Peony Pop for sneak peeks of new arrivals that are coming soon. And you can use the code FRUITFUL15 at checkout for 15% off your order. That's FRUITFUL15. K.D. Luther, as she tended her garden and brewed their beer, helped reform the church.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, mother of Jesus, knew she was raising the Savior, but she didn't go and, like, put him on display in the streets. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, look, I have the Savior here. She fed him. She changed his clothes, changed his diapers, mm-hmm. and helped him as Jesus saved the world. Monica, mother of Augustine. Prayers of Monica are legendary and held throughout history, and she had a huge impact on the Christian faith. And she was just praying for her son. Sometimes we quietly do things like pray and cook and care. And sometimes we are more obvious in our rebellion as we refuse to give our children to government or don't buy into media or give our dollars to something that's honorable instead of dishonorable. We vote with our dollars on things that we agree with and don't with things that we don't. And we refuse to let propaganda shape our children's minds. Those are more obvious ways that we are women of the Christian resistance. But in quiet ways and in large ways, we're pushing back darkness.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I like what you said about Mary with Jesus. Well, all of that, because I think a good question to ask ourselves as mothers and wives is, or just women, are we willing to stay behind the scenes mm-hmm. and do God's work rather than be right out there, like at the front of battle? Because sometimes he might put us right out there, put us on a pedestal, I guess, in a sense. But are we willing to be behind the scenes and not even be seen? Like, you know, lots of people, especially Catholics, give Mary lots of credit.
Mm-hmm.
But who got all the credit? Who was the shining light? Jesus, you know? And I mean, there's lots of people that give their moms credit for the way they were raised. But a lot of times it's the mom quietly behind the scenes, the wife quietly behind the scenes supporting the husband while they're actually going out to fight the battle.
I think one thing that was a mindset shift for me when I moved from working outside the home full time to being home full time was there, especially as a teacher, you're getting constant evaluations. You're constantly getting feedback. You're getting critiqued. You're, you know, all of these things. So I knew where I was at with that job. I knew what areas I was good at. I knew the areas I needed to grow in, all these kinds of things. And there is, it is kind of a feeding of pride where you feel good about your job. You feel competent in your job. And then when you come home to be a stay-at-home mom, you're like, nobody's paying attention. What difference am I making? I'm just changing diapers all day. I'm just making nourishing food. I'm just playing with a toddler. I'm just doing these things. But again, when you step back and realize, first of all, the Lord sees what you're doing. And it doesn't matter if anybody else knows what's happening. What you're doing, or the importance of what you're doing is not at all tied to whether or not other people see you. It's tied to... I lost my thought. Sorry! Darn it.
You weren't getting, like, accolades. You weren't getting a pat on the back. You weren't checking things off a list all the time.
We don't get to determine what is important to
us. Yes, right.
Like, our feelings of, this isn't important, this isn't making a difference, what am I doing? That we don't get to determine that. God determines it. And we don't know what down the road we did that was like a small thing that we said to someone. Yeah. And they're like, you know, remember when you said this? And you're like, no, I have no idea. I have no recollection whatsoever. And they're like, oh, well, that like changed the trajectory of my life. Mm-hmm. It's like, praise God. Oh, my gosh. I had no idea in that moment. Like, I think of Corrie Ten Boom, another woman mm-hmm. of the Christian resistance, like as she's working in the watch shop with her dad, had no idea that what she was doing for people as she saw injustices happening and the actions that she took, had no idea the impact that it would make. Right. And like, I'm sure she never thought that she would end up on a lecture circuit or writing books about it. Never. And the impact that what she did had on the Christian faith further down the road. So we don't know what seemingly insignificant acts of courage or kindness or humility or compassion, we don't know what is going to be important or not important. We just faithfully walk in obedience every single day, one step at a time.
I always go back to that quote by Elizabeth Elliot that says, do the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
do the next thing.
I was thinking
that is. And sometimes that next thing is taking a child aside and giving them some instruction for a moment and guiding them spiritually. Sometimes the next thing is cleaning up things after a stomach flu, or
right.
you know, sometimes that's the next thing, and just do the next thing. And I think, again, sometimes I think we as women can get so caught up in, I want to do something big.
Yes.
What is God's plan for my life? What is his will for my life? I want to do something really big for the kingdom. Well, a lot of times those really big things for the kingdom are not these giant in front of people things. It's the little tasks of daily obedience, of loving your children well, loving your husband well, loving the people in your church and in your community well, being faithful and sharing the gospel with the people that he puts in your path. Mm-hmm. Those little acts of obedience that only you and the Lord see, or only you and the Lord and the person you're interacting with see, are actually the things that matter. The accolades that we get here on earth, those don't matter. Certifications, they don't matter in light of eternity and in light of the kingdom. Now, God can use education and certifications and things like that to place you where he wants you, but that we shouldn't be striving for what's that next big thing that I can say, oh, I have these letters behind my name, or I have this over here. Though, again, those are all filthy rags. They're all going to turn to dust.
A quick break in our episode to tell you about the King's Ridge elderberries. This cold and flu season, supplement with elderberry syrup from the King's Ridge and help push back the curse. Made from cold press American black elderberries grown right on their farm in East Central Indiana, their products are simply the best. Antioxidant and vitamin-rich elderberries have been shown to help bolster the immune system and lower the chance of getting the flu. Use promo code FRUITFUL and get 10% off your first order to try their delicious elderberry syrup. Find them and follow along on Instagram and Facebook at the King's Ridge Elderberries.
What we should be focused on is that next act of obedience that's right in front of us.
And even the kings of this earth laid their crowns down at Jesus' feet. Mm-hmm. It's like even any kind of accolade or any kind of success or notoriety or anything that we would get on this earth is just something for us to offer to him as a sacrifice because we love him and we want to obey him.
I was reading a book. I can't remember the title. It was that good, but
it really was good. I just...
The author's name is Gloria Fernum, and it was something about having your hands gloriously full, basically, with children and things to do and good work.
I read that book.
Yeah, is it a mom holding a girl on the front? Yeah.
Yes. And she talked about how we need to take heart. If you're a mother, you take heart by caring for your children. She put something about how
treasuring Christ.
Yes, treasuring Christ when your hands are full. And she talked about how when you go in your baby's room 10 times a night because they're teething or they're sick or what have you, the you caring for your baby and your baby's tears and wiping those up and changing diapers or disciplining an unruly toddler in training and that kind of thing, all of that is a weapon against the devil. Mm-hmm. And so every time you change a diaper, every time you wake up to nurse, mm-hmm. every time you have to talk to your teenager about something or talk a toddler off of your shelf in the kitchen, all of that is an arrow against the devil, and it is a weapon formed against the devil because he hates you. He hates your kids. Mm-hmm. He hates that you have a family. He hates that you're raising kids in the admonition of the Lord mm-hmm. and that you're raising them correctly, and he just hates it. And so if you are kind of in that slump of like, is this mattering? I've changed 18 diapers today and all I've done is correct and things like that. If you're in that, first of all, go to scripture, pray about it, submit that to the Lord, but also think about all those little ways are adding up in our resistance against the devil and his schemes.
Yeah.
The verse that always comes to mind is Galatians 6:9. Let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. And that's such a helpful charge to have in our mind of don't grow weary. Mm-hmm. Don't grow weary. Even in the sleepless nights, even in the stomach flu battles mm-hmm. or the years where you're praying for your child and you're not seeing the fruit and you're not seeing the heart change, don't give up. Don't grow weary in praying for your child. I was one of those children who went wayward from about mid high school on. And I had people who continued to pray, who continued to preach the gospel, who continued to share scripture, invite me to church, and they did not grow weary in that work. And then God did a complete 180, like almost overnight in my heart. And I'm so thankful looking back. And to them, it was all these little prayers. Well, I just invited her and she said no. Or I just, like, all of these things that they quote unquote just did led to God changing my heart miraculously and in an incredible way and saving my life. And so don't discount all of those little things. Again, if you have a child who has not trusted the Lord, continue to pray for them. That's a good work. That's pushing back darkness.
Yeah.
Continue to care for their physical needs as well as their spiritual.
Everyone's looking at me. You can't see me, but I can see you. I actually do have something to say. All the examples you guys are giving are examples of a shrewd person, which is what you were talking about at the beginning of this podcast, being able to, as a woman, to judge a situation quickly, to be discerning, is something that I think a lot of people lack in this day and time, because we have, at least in our Western culture, because we have so many things always calling for our attention, that it can be really hard as a woman, especially, I won't say a woman especially, it's just hard in a unique way for a woman to be able to quickly discern something like, what should I do next? What is the next right thing? Some people might be thinking, okay, yeah, I mean, that quote's great, do the next right thing, but what even is the next right thing when you have four kids screaming at you, your husband's calling you on the phone? Yeah, you're thinking about joining in a podcast on Zoom, you know? Like, that was not an example of my day. My day was like pretty peaceful, but it'd be an example of another random day. But anyway, I just think, like, are we discerning enough to pick out what the next right thing is? Are we shrewd enough to act quickly? And you can only do that if you are very, very close to the Lord. And I think in the seasons that I am not putting myself in the face of the Lord often in prayer and in word and in worship and all the things, the sacraments, everything, like I will not be a discerning person if I am not at his feet constantly, you know?
That's good. So I think we should just end the episode with that. Read the Bible faithfully. Be close to the Lord and live by God's word. Resist the devil and he will flee. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee. Live intentionally seeking after the Lord and resisting the enemy. So anyways, women of the Christian resistance. I think that's it for now. Anybody else have anything, or should I just end it on an offer?
You should end it on an offer.
The end. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
Hey, everyone. We want to thank you so much for listening to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast and continuing to come back. You guys have certainly been an encouragement to us, and we hope we've been an encouragement to you as well. We want to continue this work, and we need your help to do that.
If you'd head over to the Fruitful and Fearless website, it's just fruitfulandfearless.com. You can find memberships there that are different tiers that contain different benefits to you as well. If you want to just support us for the heck of it because you're enjoying the show, that's always a blessing as well. But we try to make it even more worth it for you with recipes, groups for homeschooling and cooking, baking, natural health. We try to put as many resources on there as we can. But thank you for your support. It greatly helps our family.